Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Today's episode is specifically for us Gen Xers. We're at the time of our lives where we have just finished or finishing, right, depending on where you fall on the scale of the Gen X, as it spans roughly 15 years, right? We've just finished living the most expensive years of our lives. And as we approach retirement, we have four financial challenges that we need to understand and determine how they are impacting us now and how they will impact us into retirement. So what are the four major challenges? The first one is being ready for retirement. Number two, combating debt accumulation. Number three, navigating financial demands from sandwiching generations. And number four, the rising cost of living and stagnant wages, right? So I'm going to touch on each of these in a little more in depth. These may affect you more than, you know, one of these may affect you more than another, or all of them. So we're all different. We're all different in the lives we've led up to this point. And we're all different in going forward. But generally, as I talk about these, hopefully you can start figuring out how this challenge specifically affects you just in life, and then also financially. So the first one is being ready for retirement. We've worked a long time, right? We've been working since either delivering newspapers, babysitting, running our own lemonade stands, whatever we did as young entrepreneurs, right? I vacuumed for a lady down the street, earned a dollar a day. It was awesome, you know, but we have been working a long time. So as you are approaching retirement, most people ask if you're financially ready, which is important, yes. But before you do that, have you even thought about what retirement looks like for you? What I mean by that is, are you going to want to stop work? Are you going to still want to work part-time? Maybe you want to give back to the community and work in a nonprofit type of work, right? Whether that is for a salary or for not a salary, whatever it might be. Travel. Do you desire to travel, and travel to what level in retirement? Most people expect you to travel in retirement. I've got that right and left. And I don't have a desire to travel that much. Yes, we will go on trips, but we are not, you know, traveling all the countries and all the things. But if that's for you, then that's the picture you need to paint. Also, have you thought about, are you going to stay living where you're at? Are you relocating? And if you're relocating, is it higher cost of living, lower cost of living? Tax impact, right? What I mean by that is Social Security is not taxed in some states. In other states, it is. So, you know, there's a whole lot to consider with where you're relocating or if you're just downsizing your home. But painting that picture as a whole, you know, you wake up in the morning, what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do? You know, and so on, day after day, month after month. Now, I sound like I'm saying, oh my gosh, it's endless, but it is not. It is enjoyable if you know what you want from retirement. I think it is important to address that visual before you determine if you're financially ready. So where do you start, you know, for financially ready? Well, if you are using a budget, I hope you are, because it makes this transition easier. You create a then budget for retirement, anticipating what expenses will go down, what expenses will go up, what won't be there anymore for an expense, or what is a new expense. For myself, it was a new expense of medical insurance, right? Because I'm not Medicare age, so I needed to factor that in there. But I'll tell you what, my fuel costs have gone down. I don't drive every day, and I don't, you know, and I'm not out and about. So there's going to be some adjustments. Make your best guess. That's what our budget is for. You know, we make our best guess, but it gives us our framework. Then we know how much it's going to cost us each month, right? As we continue to move forward and progress towards retirement. So if you're like, oh, there's no way I could afford that, you can make adjustments, right? You can maybe work just a little bit longer, or maybe you will have to work part-time. You know, it's just what you need to be able to do to paint that picture and have that reality with picture and money coming together. But it's not too late to keep saving towards your retirement, right? To be able to have, number one, emergency funds or cash on hand, make sure you're saving into your retirement accounts or investment accounts. Look at all the things that you can still do. If you're on the young end of a Gen Xer, wow, you've got a lot of years still to still go, right? Me leaving at the age of 50, I still had several years before I could even touch my retirement accounts. So you've got to look at it that whole. And then the other thing that I think a lot of people get really worked up about, or maybe they just don't know, is, you know, yeah, you need a total sum in your, you know, 401, 457, wherever you're keeping your retirement accounts, but you're not going to take all of it out that day. You know, so the market, yes, it's low right now, but you're not going to take it all out, even if you are of age to take it out, right? Hopefully you're only going to take out the little bit that you need for a year, year and a half, or whatever you decide to do. So just keep saving, keep building up cash, make sure you're set with those emergency funds. That is going to be huge as you move forward into retirement. The other thing you need to concern yourself about, or think about as you're, you know, getting older, is any other, you know, vehicles or insurances or whatever, as you get older. How does your aging, your health, what does it look like? What do you want it to look like? And what are your needs going to be? For example, having just taken care of my mother with dementia, there were six of us, you know, a large amount of siblings to help take care of her. I only have one child, and realizing that she could not physically, even if she wanted to, I told her there is no way you could physically do it on your own. So I looked into a long-term care policy. That's not something everybody should do, but it's something you need to consider. Like, what things are going to be impactful to you down the road, and get those, you know, put together, working. All right, so being ready for retirement. Yep, you got to put it together. You got to think ahead. Get excited about it. I love it. I love it, but I'm still working. So retirement can be whatever you want it to be. Okay, number two, combating debt accumulation. We put ourselves through college, or our kids through college. We bought a house or two, right? We're kind of at the top of the hill with building those expenses. Well, as we get older, our needs change, our desires change, but we also need to realize income, right, will change. Regardless whether you have a pension or retirement accounts or investment accounts, you've got to be prepared for that influx of money as you retire. And determining how much debt you want to take into retirement with you. Some people are very staunch on, I will not take a house payment into retirement. So they work until that's paid off. If that's not your desire or your concern, then it's not for you. That's why personal finances are personal. But understanding all of the sides of it to make the best decision for you is very important. So again, like I said, as you head into retirement, expenses might decrease. You know, some might increase. We change and things change. My mom, they were well into retirement, probably almost 20 years into retirement. And she says, I have too much money. I can't spend it fast enough. She had remodeled in her house. She had done some things, bought some new furniture. And I thought, oh, what a great position to be in, right? But then I asked her, because I thought it was important to know, I said, what are your monthly expenses? And she says, oh, like $400 a month. That was gas and insurance and groceries. You know, they didn't have a complicated life either. But yeah, so they were in their early 70s. That was their expenses. You know, it just comes simplified. So understand that as well. And this was about 15 years ago. So I imagine those expenses would be at least double. So as you are evaluating your debt accumulation, determine for yourself and your spouse and or partner, whoever is involved in that same decision, how much you want to take into retirement. Are you comfortable taking a house payment with you? Maybe you have passive income from rentals that you're okay with that. You know, just look at that, evaluate that, and determine what debt payoff you need before retirement, or if any, you may not. So, after reviewing financially, if you have enough to retire, you know, not only savings and adjusting how much debt you can take into retirement with you, it's important to look at the future. Things change, right? Inflation comes. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But really not being so tight as you head into retirement that you can't fluctuate in the future. Gen Xers are struggling right now to make ends meet. So really learning how to, you know, hone it down on our expenses, be focused, determine what is so important to us that that's where we spend our money instead of just, you know, across the board. That will help us in retirement as well. All right, so the third challenge, financial demands as part of the Panini generation, sandwiching generations. So this is from parents who are more than likely baby boomers, and our children who are millennials or Gen Zs, right? We're in the middle. We still have children at home, some of us. We have some still in college. And whether we are financially supporting our children in college or any of those concerns, we still might feel that obligation in a sense for our children or for our parents as they are aging. Did our parents prepare for their aging situation? Are they having costs exceed what they thought? And not that we have to step in, right? But sometimes you're going to have that natural obligation, but you just need to be prepared. Are you able to help them? Do you want to help them? This not only goes for parents, goes for children. But I think on the flip side of that, if you are feeling that from your parents, you need to prepare yourself for it. So hopefully you don't have that, you know, on your children. So as we get older, we have our own health conditions and our own health concerns. So our demands are going to go up that way. What if we had a child who had a health condition that then became, you know, debilitating. I know a neighbor, her son, perfectly healthy teenager at the age of 17, he got a brain tumor. He became a special needs child at that day, right? Not prior, but pretty much at that day. And the need for money, support, wasn't ending at, quote, age 18 or age 25, whenever we're able to get our children, you know, on their own. Like, he was going to be with her for, you know, for her life. So recognize what potential financial, well, first of all, what financial demands you have currently. And then, you know, we can anticipate a lot. I don't think we need to overdo that, but just be prepared. You know, be prepared if your parents are going to ask you, you know, we can't afford this. Could you help us? Where do you stand on that? Do you have the desire? Are you able to? And the same with your children. Set those boundaries before they come and ask you the question, right? Being prepared. If you know how you sit financially, your answer may be simple. I'm sorry, no, or whatever, but you've got to be prepared. You don't want to put yourself in a bind that then to put your children into a bind. So, all right, the last challenge, the rising cost of living and stagnant wages. Oh my gosh, the last few months, right? I think it's kind of backed off for a moment, but for a few months, you know, with the price of eggs and the price of meat, I mean, everything all over. This is something that happens. We've seen it, I don't know how many times, right? Whether we were old enough to financially, you know, experience it, but we heard about it from our parents, all of the things, cost of living, we've got to learn how to live on less than we make so that when that cost of living raises again, that hopefully we are able to, you know, keep moving forward, keep surviving. So we're feeling the pinch right now with the rising cost of living, and we have to be creative to make our ends meet. So learn how to pinch pennies in areas that don't matter, you know, and learning to be flexible and know where your slush is. I always know if something were to happen, I have these X number of places that I could turn to, right? It's just important to know that the cost of living will never stay status quo. It does go down sometimes, but usually we are on an upward flow. We've just got to be aware of that and prepared for that and keep moving forward. So stagnant wages right now, right? So some of us are barely getting a raise, if any, but it's not keeping up. So I would be grateful for the little bit of raise if you've got that. It does help you not have to pinch pennies as much, but realize that it just is going to keep moving forward. You've got to be creative. This is where cash on hand helps, right? Your savings. If you're saving and, you know, costs go up on groceries or fuel, you're able to kind of reduce the savings for a little bit, help cover that, you know, it just kind of helps balance it out. But if you're not saving anything, you're not aware of any slush that you might have within your budget, you know, it's important to be able to have that give and take and be aware of where that give and take is. So those are the four challenges. I hope I described them well enough to help you figure out maybe how they will impact you, or if they're even a concern. Some of these you may be like, yeah, I'm not worried. And that's great. But it's something that you need to understand so that you can then make that best financial decision for you. It's a critical time for us to make sure our financial affairs are in order. Not just these four areas, but in many other aspects, right? As we continue through the episodes, we'll discuss more and more, you know, what areas that we need to be focused on. We are at the most vulnerable time financially. We can be considered financially fragile sometimes. And that meaning, if there were an emergency, are you prepared? Are you prepared, or do you have to turn to something else? You need to determine your solution and be prepared for that. If that were to happen, the solution is not a one size fits all. And, you know, it's up to you how you strategize headed into retirement, how you strategize handling each of these challenges. I was talking with an entrepreneur recently, and she expressed that her desire was that in 10 years, she could be doing her business for free. That would put her at the age of 55. No more pressure, right? But still doing what she loved. So that vision may not be for you. It may not be for anybody else, but it's her vision. And that's the thing, is grab the vision, then determine how these challenges are going to affect that vision, and then determine your best solution. It's important to get started today and just start with, you know, creating that future picture, determining what you want to reach for. This is like setting a goal, right? What is your goal or goals for retirement? It's time to really start getting focused on the little things within that to help you determine your best solution starting today and then moving forward. Don't wait any longer. Start creating your happiness. Start getting excited for your retirement, however soon that is, whatever that looks like. And I wish you well. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Do you have any questions from today's episode? Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to help you gain more clarity around today's topic. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and join my free community to receive access to best tips, tools, and resources in your inbox weekly. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.